Owen, welcome. Justin is on vacation right now. Glad you're here.
Well, thanks for having me.
You have a story in the Business Journal this week about the nursing situation in the Triad, and it seems like it's better than it might be elsewhere. Why would that be?
Well, what prompted this story was a national report that had said that new nursing school graduates were having some difficulty finding jobs because older nurses during the recession are staying on and delaying retirement. Perhaps retired nurses are coming back to work after having been out of work, or those that are working part-time or upping to full-time just being pressured by the economy and for financial reasons. And at the same time, some health systems are increasing their educational or experience requirements for their new nursing hires. And so in some places, it's a tougher job market. So I wanted to see what the situation was here in the Triad, and actually found that this is still a pretty fertile job market for new nursing grads and for nurses in general. Although there are perhaps fewer positions now for new nursing grads because of the impact of nurses delaying retirement, the demand for new nurses is still far outpacing the supply. And so whether you're an experienced nurse or a new nurse, there still is a pretty good chance that you'll be able to find a job here in the Triad.
And the Triad is such a healthcare-focused area with so many hospitals and medical schools. It seems like a natural fit that we would be a better place for nurses to find jobs.
Well, and I think that's it, just sort of the sheer numbers. You've got Wake Forest Baptist, Forsyth Medical Center, and Cone Health, and Novant. They have nursing staffs in the thousands, as well as smaller community hospitals like Randolph Hospital down in Asheboro, Moorhead Hospital up in Rockingham County. So there really are a lot of facilities that create a lot of jobs. And so just given the size of the healthcare industry within this area, that really makes it a pretty good place to look for a job as a nurse. Along with that, you've got a number of community colleges in the area that are offering associate degree nursing programs. Healthcare is always referred to as recession-proof, and so those new nursing grads are able to go through their programs and find jobs upon graduation. I spoke with Dr. Lenora Campbell, who heads the nursing program at Winston-Salem State, and she said a survey in spring of 2012 showed that all of her new nursing grads had found work within a year.
Oh, and that's even, fantastic.
Right. Even within, I think within 6 months, about 90% of those had found work. She had a number of graduates who had moved out of state to look for work for one reason or another, ended up coming back to North Carolina because there were more opportunities in North Carolina and then within the Triad.
And I'd like to come back to something that you were talking about earlier with the educational requirements being changed. What's happening there, and is that going to make it more difficult for people to get jobs?
Well, that is part of the hiring practices of hospitals. They are placing more of an emphasis or more of a priority on those nurses that have a bachelor's degree. You can practice as an RN, you can be licensed whether you have an associate degree or a bachelor's degree. But there was a national report from the Institute of Medicine, I believe it was in 2010, on the future of nursing, and it sort of set a goal of by 2020. Hospitals would like to have 80% of their nursing staff having their bachelor's degree in nursing. And so you see that being incorporated into how hospitals approach hiring. Those percentages are still pretty low. I think Randolph Hospital down in Asheboro, a smaller hospital, I think about 40% of their current nurses have a bachelor's degree. And so you see health systems like Cone Health, which they're still hiring nurses with an associate's degree, but they now have conditions placed upon their employment so that within 4 years, they're supposed to go back to school and get their bachelor's degree. And the educational community has sort of responded to that. There are increasingly a number of, they're called RN to BSN programs, where working nurses can at the same time go back to school and get that higher educational attainment. They work with the working nurses' schedule a little better because there are more online courses. I believe Winston-Salem State has an online RN to BSN program, Appalachian State as well. There are a number within the Triad. And so it is easier to get that higher level of educational attainment for those nurses who at this point only have an associate's degree.
So hopefully this is a win-win all around. Patients will have nurses with a higher understanding of care, and also the nurses will probably be able to land much better jobs and income as a result.
That's right. There are some hospitals that offer a pay differential. Randolph, again, in Asheboro, they, I think, pay $2 more an hour to an RN who has their bachelor's degree as opposed to an associate's degree. So there's a financial motivation for nurses as well to get that sort of higher degree.
Owen Covington, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.